Cosmic Diaries, and welcome to another week in the cosmos. Thank you for being here. We've got the much-awaited Jupiter-Uranus conjunction coming up this week, shaking up our worlds, bringing major breakthroughs and massive shakeups. So buckle your seatbelts. Life is changing shape and form, and this energy is very unpredictable. Get grounded and move slowly as you move through this week. We're looking at the astrology for the week beginning April 16th to April 22nd. And on the 23rd of April, we have a potent Scorpio full moon. And then 25th next week, Mercury stations direct. So the changes keep coming. But let's look at the astrology for this week now. So as I record this, the moon is in Cancer. It's the 15th of April. And the moon is moving to the first quarter and will square the sun. The first quarter phase, you've heard me say, this is a turning point, and this is the halfway point between the Aries total solar eclipse and the upcoming full moon in Scorpio on the 23rd. As this week progresses, we are in the waxing cycle of the moon. The moon is growing full and the energy is rising. The emotional tide is rising. So much is opening up for us now and life is so new. It's time to become aware of our wounds and where we need to heal, because that awareness is the first step towards healing. So something that where you feel most wounded is where you have a gift. We're finding our sense of purpose in the midst of all the changes that are happening within us and around us. What we feed will grow. Avoid feeding into the past and pain and resentment and any heavier emotions, and trying to let all of that stuff go. We're in a whole new cycle and we're being given a chance at a whole new life. Those aren't just words. Life is opening up in very tangible ways. Things that we've hoped for but we never imagined possible are within reach. So reconnect with your desires and what you want and who you are and how you feel and what you need, and then you can navigate moving ahead. There are no major aspects taking place till the 19th. Late on the 15th, the moon enters Leo, and the moon will continue through Leo. 16th, 17th, we're feeling very passionate, and there's the need to be bold and spontaneous and courageous and really show up authentically. There are opportunities arising now. So it's important that we know what we want. Then we can reach for what we want. Also, there's a need to drop the mask and to allow ourselves to be vulnerable. Vulnerability is a strength and not a weakness. And this energy right now is very creative. So we're feeling fired up. It's just a matter of having that self-awareness. So we aren't, you know, letting our ego or pride or defensiveness or any fears of rejection or failure keep us from reaching for what we want. In our relationships, at best, this energy is very romantic and creative and fun and playful. The more authentic we can be and the more we can engage from the heart without walls up, the further we can get with this energy. We're also understanding our desires on a deeper level. Leo is the sign that rules the heart. Leo rules the inner child. It's also the sign that is ruled by the sun, so it represents that, you know, self, that sense of consciousness in our hearts. And the sun currently is in Aries, which is also the sign of self. So there's a need for self-awareness, and then we can trust that the relationships and the bonds that we form will love and appreciate us for who we are, rather than anything that we're trying to be, which we can't really be anything other than who we are. So on these days with the moon in Leo, connect with yourself, with your heart, and dare to follow your heart. There is, of course, the need for detachment, but the only definite way to fail is to never try at all. And right now, it's not even about trying. If you do something, you could be surprised with what you can achieve. 18th early morning, the moon will trine the sun. So there's really that sense of us feeling like we're on track with something and we're really getting somewhere after all the ups and downs. Mercury, of course, is still retrograde, so it will take until after the 25th for things to really move ahead. But we're reaching a deeper understanding and we're seeing ways forward and the value in our experiences. Nothing is in vain if we learn from it. Then on the 18th, the moon enters Virgo at 10:11 a.m. in New York. This is also the sun's last day in Aries. With the sun at 29 degrees of Aries, this is known as the anaretic degree. Any 29th degree is the last degree of any sign. And when the sun or any planet reaches this degree, it's like it's traveled the entire sign. So this degree carries the potency of the entire sign in a sense. And with the sun in Aries, we're feeling a heightened sense of awareness. And with the moon in Virgo, it's like we're seeing every detail and the energy feels a little high strung and tense because we are now building up that full moon and this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. So it's like something's got to give. Situations that have been going on for too long and that are not sustainable, we're becoming really clear on what we want, what we desire, what works for us, what does not work for us, you know, in our life, in our relationships. And it's time to be really honest with yourself. That said, with the moon in Virgo, it's important that we're looking for solutions and not focusing on a problem and not being overly critical or even self-critical or blaming ourselves or others for the past or anything that's going on. This is just about learning from what's unfolding and then looking at how you want to do things moving ahead. So keep things simple. Try not to overcomplicate things. Doors are opening and the energy is extremely creative and solution-oriented. And there's profound healing on offer here. But we have to be open to that. No one is perfect. And in one sense, we're all already perfect. We're just in this process of learning and growing on our journey of self-realization. The universe does not make mistakes. Be willing to let go of old patterns and problems and pains and resentments and reasons why something is not possible. Look at what you believe and why. And with Aries, really nothing is impossible. Aries is a sign that does not know the meaning of no. Where there is a will, there's a way. But there's also a need to really ask yourself what purpose something is serving rather than just repeating old cycles or, you know, running around in the same old circles. This is a chance to create a whole new life. So this is a chance to break old cycles and create with awareness. Avoid thinking you know it all because we don't. Avoid rash reactions or judgments, jumping to conclusions, because there's a lot that we still have to learn. And there's a lot that's being revealed and coming to light in the coming week and weeks. First of all, your health needs to be a priority. Mental, physical, emotional, spiritual. Everything else can come from that. Don't be afraid to take time out if you need that for yourself. Nothing is so urgent or in danger that you can't do that. In fact, a little thoughtfulness will go a long way. And everybody's feeling this pressure, so trust that the people who care about you will understand if you need some time to yourself. It's just a matter of communication, communicating where you're at. That'll allow people to also take some pressure off themselves if they've been under pressure or waiting for something on your end. Because on the 19th, there's a cluster of aspects taking place and the energy is shifting powerfully. Mercury, retrograde Mercury, will conjunct Venus in the early hours of the morning on the 19th, before the sun leaves Aries. We're coming to important realizations about relationships, financial situations, creative situations, and our heart, about what we want and need and what works and what doesn't. And this is a chance to have heartfelt communication as well. So if there's a conversation that you've been needed, you know, meaning to have or need to have, it's a good day to have it. 18th, 19th, a lot is opening up and there's a sense of us being able to put our cards on the table and really be honest with ourselves and others and then find middle ground and find new creative ways forward, loving ways forward that work for everybody. Mercury being retrograde, being in Aries, it is possible that a lot of the communication that's happening is nonverbal. So pay attention to that. Also, avoid assumptions. If you don't know something, ask. Be curious, ask questions. And if you can't ask questions, at least allow space for the unknown and say you don't know something. Allow an answer to be revealed rather than get a hold of the wrong end of the stick. If something is upsetting you right now, you probably are seeing things, you're not seeing things in the right way. So there's a need for perspective and to keep an open mind and keep an open heart. Ultimately, this is a process of deepening trust. The sun enters Taurus at 9:59 a.m. New York. And then Mars will sextile Jupiter at 11:28 a.m. And then Mars will sextile Uranus at 7:55 p.m. And the next day we have the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. So this Mars aspect is triggering that conjunction. This is big. Now the energy is sensual, seductive, innovative, liberating, romantic, creative, prolific. Once the sun enters Taurus, first of all, the energy shifts significantly. We can feel it. After a fiery Aries season, Taurus season is an invitation to slow down and enjoy life's fleeting, sensual, ephemeral pleasures. Being that it's a Venus rule sign, Taurus is an earth sign, it's a fixed sign. Taurus rules our money, our income, our sense of self-esteem, self-worth. It's a sign that rules nature itself. Think of nature, which is a constant state of growth and evolution. Taurus Scorpio axis reminds us that change is the only constant. Taurus also speaks of our closest bonds and our core intangible values, the things and people that we value, and how we value ourselves. The Taurus Scorpio axis is it's the most powerful axis of the zodiac, and as we move to this full moon in Scorpio, there's a need to let go of power struggles and to really get grounded in what's real and what you value and what matters to you. Then trust the right connections, the right situations will gravitate towards you. We don't need to cling to anything if Taurus speaks of a natural process. So trust a natural process that's unfolding, but pay attention to what you're nurturing. Again, what we feed will grow. So if you're harboring concerns and nurturing problems, then you'll probably manifest more of those. But if you're nurturing what's good in your world and what brings you a sense of joy and happiness and fulfillment and brings you a sense of well-being emotionally, physically, then that's what will grow and will grow in abundance right now. With the sun moving through Taurus over the coming 4 weeks, these are some themes being highlighted. Pay attention to where you have Taurus in your chart. Our relationships are certainly being highlighted. We're learning the strength of our connections, and Taurus speaks of loyalty and commitment and the lasting, undying bonds. But even in these bonds, it's important now that we're allowing space for growth and we're for ourselves and for others and the changes that are unfolding within us and around us. Because we are evolving, partners are evolving, relationships are evolving, the world is changing. Taurus is the sign of the earth and it speaks of patience, it teaches patience. So be patient when there are sudden changes unfolding. The more grounded we can be, we can trust that anything that's falling away is part of the past and not the future. Because now we're being drawn into the future in a big way. And on the 19th, as the sun enters Taurus, Mars will sextile Jupiter and Uranus. So this is where the rubber meets the road. This is a process that's been gathering momentum since at least February. Now we're fully stepping through into this new world and exploring new horizons and new pastures. We're reaching this point of critical mass by the end of the week with the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction and the Scorpio full moon, and then Mercury stationing direct next week when then everything starts to move ahead. On the 19th, this may feel subtle, but this is a major shift and slowly, you know, what's a trickle will soon be a river running to the ocean. So get grounded emotionally, but also pay attention to the dreams that are awakening within you and the desires that are awakening within you. And we're seeing new ways forward to materialize our dreams now and materialize a vision. You have what it takes to manifest something. What matters now is how much, you know, you want something, then reaching for it. Because the doors that were shut previously, perhaps, or where you couldn't see a way forward earlier, you know, now things are opening up and we're being invited to step through and be open to exploring the opportunities that are arising. Follow your instincts today. Follow your gut. Trust your heart. Flow with this energy, and we're giving shape to our dreams. Over analyzing something ruins the magic, but at the same time, there's also the need to be thoughtful. And Mercury is retrograde, so read the fine print. Avoid making any lifelong commitments or decisions, at least until Mercury is... Wait until Mercury is direct on the 25th. Then you'll have more clarity on how to move ahead. But at the same time, be willing to explore what's arising now, the opportunities that are arising now. Because you're seeing a whole new side to a story and new depth and potential in situations where you perhaps had given up hope almost. It's time to experiment, be innovative, be creative, and look for those solutions, because there certainly is a big opening that's coming up today on the 19th. Even if it feels subtle, sometimes things that appear to be big and grand turn out to be nothing, and then sometimes even the smallest little shift turns out to be the beginning of, you know, we can look back and see it as the beginning of something monumental and life-changing. 20th is the Jupiter-Uranus exact conjunction. Don't overlook any seemingly insignificant details. They may not be so insignificant. Trust your intuition, read the fine print, remain grounded in your values and move slowly. These are just unexpected, unpredictable, major developments that are unfolding. Things could work out more perfectly than even you hoped and imagined. It's about letting go of control and being creative and trusting your instincts as you move ahead. Even globally, there are major changes unfolding. The ground beneath our feet is shaking. There will be a need for discernment so that we choose in alignment with our values. If something feels like it's falling apart, with Jupiter here, there's a gift. That is the promise. If we're not seeing it, it's about having that different perspective until we can see the gift. The greatest gift here is liberation. We're being freed of situations and things and that we've outgrown and the past that we've outgrown and we need not continue to burden ourselves with. I have done a separate video on the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction on YouTube, so I will just ask you to go watch that because there's a lot to get into here. Globally, there could be major developments taking place, maybe in the stock market, with real estate, technological breakthroughs in science. Hopefully, there'll be some resolution to the situation in the Middle East, given the dispute is over land. There's a major upheaval that's unfolding within us, around us, in our lives, and that's shaking up our lives. The more grounded you can be, the easier it will be to move through this transition. Because on the 21st, the Sun will square Pluto. We're turning a powerful corner. This is a pivotal moment in our lives. We're being asked to take back our power in our lives and to let go of the weight of other people's expectations and the expectations of the world and our own expectations. We can only be ourselves. And so we're dropping the mask, we're shedding skin, and we're evolving. Move inward and let go of trying to control situations or other people. We can't control anyone else. We can barely control ourselves. And we can't even control ourselves. Jupiter-Uranus conjunction is pushing our boundaries, asking us to let go of trying to control things and to have faith in the universe and to be open. The more we can embrace life now and accept life on life's terms, we can find our power to bring about the changes that we need to bring about. And change always comes from inside out. So this is an inner evolution at its core. We're reconnecting with our innermost nature and our core values. What and who matters to us and why. And the source of our power within. Give yourself permission to feel what you feel and to be happy. The moon will be in Libra at this time, so our relationships are certainly highlighted. We're connecting with others on a deep and powerful level with powerful equals. So make sure you're finding balance within, peace within, harmony within. Then we can make balanced choices and find harmony in our connections. What's right for you will be for you. The more freedom and acceptance we can offer others right now, as much as we offer that to ourselves, we can strengthen and deepen connections that really matter. Relationships are not always a bed of roses. What matters is even when we have disagreements with each other, we can still evolve to reach common ground and find deeper understanding by seeing the world through another's eyes. And that's how we grow. And that's what strengthens connections. So don't fear a process of sharing how you feel and show up as authentically and be as real as you can. Yes, we are moving through a rocky patch of astrology, but this is where we're being tested and where the strength of our connections is being tested. So you don't need to fear losing anything or anyone that's important to you. Move with this awareness. Avoid pushing. Just be open. Find your center. Find your balance within. Then you can meet others halfway and deepen bonds that value you for you. And you value people and appreciate them. Then on the 23rd morning, the moon enters Scorpio and we're moving to the full moon on the 23rd at 7:49 p.m. This is powerful, this is potent. It's the culmination of this Aries solar eclipse cycle. Scorpio is a sign of change, of transformation, of power, of control, of a process of metamorphosis and pure inner purification, emotional purification and soul purification. It speaks of change and death and a process of ego death. Everything that's beyond the veil, things that are considered taboo, sex, bloodlines, where energy merges on the deepest level. Pay attention to where you have Scorpio in your chart and the Taurus Scorpio axis, because it's being highlighted with this full moon. This lunation also marks the culmination of a larger 6-month cycle that began with Scorpio new moons on November 13th, 2023. So you might want to look back at what was unfolding around the 13th of November last year. What was being seeded at the time and is now coming to fullness and coming to light with this full moon in Scorpio on the 23rd. Our emotions are coming to light. There are major revelations coming through, given this is the full moon post the recent aspects. So move as consciously as possible. The energy is sensual, sexual, magnetic, seductive, powerful, transformational. There are powerful emotions welling up. Full moons will mark endings, and Scorpio being the sign of death and change, there are endings and beginnings taking place here, because every ending is a new beginning, and Scorpio at its core speaks of resurrection. So relationships are changing shape and form. Some are ending, some are renewing, some are moving to a new level, deepening. We're deepening intimacy in our connections at best, and it's a time to really release any heavier emotions, darker emotions, attachments, any painful memories even, because Mercury is now stationary in Aries and will be stationing direct on the 25th. So there is a lot of communication and information and insights that are coming through as well, allowing us to see the past in a new light and become aware of our own patterns that have, and self-limiting beliefs and ideas that have prevented us from deepening our trust in our connections or deepening bonds or deepening intimacy. This is a chance to heal and change that we seek outside. It begins within. So we're learning what needs to change within ourselves. We're coming to deeper understanding within ourselves about what we want and what needs to happen next. Scorpio asks for surrender. Avoid trying to control anything or anyone. The more you can surrender to what's unfolding and surrender to the changes that are unfolding and flow with this energy, you can trust that you're learning what you need to know, allowing you to bring about the change where you need it the most. Next week, once Mercury stations direct, then Mars will enter Aries, its home sign. Venus will enter Taurus, her home sign. It's like, finally, after all the back and forth, up and down, misunderstandings, maybe breakdowns in communication, we're finally getting on the same page with ourselves and moving ahead. So trust the process this week. Trust what's unfolding. We're being liberated, and this is just blasting us forward into our future. Now, it's a matter of us just having faith in our own dreams to begin with, and then having faith in the universe that it has our back and it knows what's good for us, because really, we don't even know what's good for us. We think we do, but we don't. What anybody really wants is to be happier and at peace with themselves. And anything else we want in this world, we want because we think it will bring us that sense of happiness and peace. As the sun now moves from Aries to Taurus, and this week we move to the Scorpio full moon, whatever else is unfolding externally in your life, make time to reconnect with yourself. All our emotions come from within, no matter who or what triggers them. The ultimate source of unchanging, undying joy and happiness is within. Everything external, Taurus teaches us, Taurus Scorpio axis teaches us, everything that's born will die one day, and change is the only constant. So, you know, our relationships, no matter how much we love them, people will die one day. And what matters is the love that we've shared and how we've cherished and nurtured our connections while in the flesh. So with the sun entering Taurus, certainly we're diving into our sensual pleasures more, and we are here on this planet to enjoy all the material pleasures of the world. But what makes this life so sweet is that it is so transient. And so the more we can cherish and value life and our moments here in the flesh with the people that we love, that's what really matters, because we don't know how long we have. None of us know how long we have. So stay rooted in what's real. And the only thing that's real is love. If you can let that be the central force, or the central pillar in your life right now, then trust that everything else will blossom, because life is blossoming. And with that, I'll stop here for now, but I'll have a lot more to say about the full moon next week. And I do hope you watch the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction video on YouTube, youtube.com/cosmicdiaries. And I'll be doing 12 videos for the individual signs. I hope to have them done in the next couple of days. So please do watch those as well. I mean, sign up, subscribe to the channel. That way you'll be notified every time I make a new video. Thank you for listening as always. I appreciate all your support. And I appreciate you sharing and rating the channel on Spotify. And I'll be back with you again next week. Sending you all the blessings and love for this monumental week that we're all in. And we live in interesting times for sure. Exciting times too. Having faith that what is happening is right and it's for you. And anything that's worth having is worth waiting for. It's just a matter of time now. Sending you all the love and good luck. And I'll catch you next time.